from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Joined by one of the voices on the Chiefs radio network. He does the color commentary. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Hit somebody in the mouth! Is it time to hit somebody in the mouth yet?
It's preseason. Don't do that yet.
Okay, you can't do it.
Don't
okay.
do that. That happened to J.J. McCarthy. Look, he's done. He's done for the rest of the season. Dana, how you doing, man?
Doing all right, bro. Good to be here. Good to be a part of this launch here. 96.5, The Fan. A lot of excitement, justifiably so. So, yeah, it's exciting times.
What was the best part about a Marty Schottenheimer training camp? What was the worst thing about it?
So, my rookie year, that's when they traded the first two picks of the draft to get Joe Montana in. And Marty Schottenheimer, who was notoriously known for very hard training camps, went to Joe Montana and said, what did you guys do in San Francisco to break up the monotony, loosen up camp, etc.? He said, we had a home run derby. So Marty instituted a home run derby.
You probably won that.
So, yeah, so We went to the softball field up in River Falls. Nobody wanted to be there because we thought the alternative would be we could cut practice and go sleep and go back to the dorm. But then Marty was like, okay, we're going to have a home run derby, and the winner gets $500. So that's when I started stretching. I was a rookie. I was like, okay, I'm going to loosen up. This is going to be my deal. I wound up winning the home run derby. I just literally 2 months before that was playing minor league baseball with the Brewers. So I wound up winning that. So I'd say that's my favorite training camp takeaway from Marty, is that he gave me an extra $500 as a lonely rookie on the team.
Do you ever think about how easy today's player has? Like, think about the practices. You guys would have to do two-a-days.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd have that first practice at 8. It went into 11. You guys could get something to eat. The next practice was from 2 to 6.
Yep.
These players today don't know how good they have it.
They don't. They don't understand. And it wasn't so much about the practices and the practice times, because at that point you're conditioned to do it. It's about the physicality within the practices. And every team had double days, so it wasn't like we were unique. But Marty loved to emulate the games as much as possible. So the physicality of 9-on-7 drills, 1-on-1s, crackbacks on linebackers and safeties, and the run play and the run game, all of that was in play every single practice. So the only thing we couldn't do in practice was cut. We couldn't cut block guys on our team, but everything else we had to do full speed. So that type of mentality and that type of approach was very tough.
Right now we're joined in studio by Danny Hughes, joining us on the show today. Have you noticed maybe a change in the quality of football because of that? Because I think about offensive line play. And the only way that you can get better in playing football is by actually doing it. It's not like baseball. It's not like basketball where you can simulate it in a way. I do feel like we've maybe seen a decline in offensive line play because the game is just less physical during this time. You can't teach it as much. Have you noticed that going from being a player to now calling it?
I think it's different. I don't know if it's better or worse, and I'd say it's different, C-Dot. Here's why. Because back then, when you went into preseason game one, you were already set and in the mindset and physically set to play game one. It wasn't like you were building up to something. Now, you even hear from Steve Spagnuolo last week, Dave Tobe, going into preseason games like, hey, we haven't tackled anybody yet. We got to see how we are with run fits and tackling and bringing guys down to the ground because we haven't done that. Back then, we were pretty much doing that in practice in double days in River Falls. So going into preseason game one, you were feeling like you were pretty much game ready outside of the installation and the parts of the game plans and the playbooks that you hadn't necessarily had a chance to tackle yet. So I feel like the physicality part, you saw that last week against the Jaguars, guys missing tackles, guys not necessarily playing fully to bringing the guy to the ground. Look at the opening kickoff. What they were able to bring back was 73 yards on that opening kickoff. I feel like if there was a practice leading up to that where you were able to really lodge into somebody, really not necessarily bring them down, but you're really okay with getting a nice little lick on them, you probably wouldn't have saw that big type of play.
Do you like the kickoff rule? Because,
yes.
You know, you're a player that this – you would have had to have learned the kickoff rules.
Yes.
This is where you would have made your money. Do you like the kickoff?
So I love how the kickoffs were when I played. I mean, that's literally the reason why I was able to last in the league for 6 years. I was a special teams captain for 4 years. Kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt coverage, punt return. That was my – that's how I made my bread and butter. When they legislated against that and they went to the safety – and you see me doing the air quotes and safety with basically the kickers kicking out of the end zone. It took a lot of juice away from the game. And if you think about this Chiefs run, and I've said this on my Players Only show, I've said it on the broadcast, pregame shows, etc. I don't know if we win 3 Super Bowls. I don't know if we win 1 Super Bowl without what happened in that first Super Bowl in 2019 season, 2020. Down 24-0. What happened? Kickoff to Mecole Hardman, changed the entire landscape of the game, changed the energy in the stadium. Then subsequently we score. Dan Sorensen knocks the ball loose on the kickoff coverage. If we didn't have that type of dynamic, the ball goes through the end zone, the Houston Texans start on the 25-yard line, and everything's clean. I feel like the energy that is brought back to the game, the way it is now, there's some adjustments that have to be made. And whether you're going to kick it in that kick zone, the landing zone between the 20, and now what we know is not the goal line, but the end of the end line. I just love that people are going to have to stay engaged the entire 60 minutes, as opposed to once we score a touchdown, now fans can go get a drink and they don't have to worry about the kickoff.
The analogy that I made, and you know this just having kids, that whenever your kid tries something new and they don't get it right the first time, you encourage them to stick with it.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to figure something out in the first 15 minutes. You got to build it over repetition. I understand that the kickoff rule is new, and I don't fully understand all the rules yet. But I am willing to acknowledge that, I mean, last year, 77% of kickoffs were touchbacks. It had become a nothing play over the course of an NFL game. And to what you just said, kickoffs are a major part of the strategy and momentum of a game. You can change the complexity of the game by one big kickoff and how that can inspire your team. So I'm willing to give it a try. I've had the stance of give me 1 month. I want to see the kickoff rule for 1 month, because you and I both know this. There's going to be a couple of teams that they are going to figure this out before the other teams do.
Yes.
And we're going to see what it could be around the league, because the Saints have it figured out. The Jaguars have it out. The Chiefs have it figured out. And then the rest of the league is trying to catch up to what these.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Teams are doing.
So I don't think that the fans really realize the metrics that go into the breakup of a game. And I even go back to my days with Marty Schottenheimer. We would stand in special teams meetings and team meetings, and he would break down when we got a kickoff that went into the end zone, and back then it came out to the 20, what the next drive, where that went to, and then how subsequently the ball was punted, returned, field position, punted, returned throughout the game, and how many legitimate times that you had, as an offense, had an opportunity to score easily. That's how far they broke it down. So when you talk about now, think about this Jaguars game. I think in some respect, what you saw with Peterson, the coach for the Jaguars, decide, I got a rookie kicker. Do I want to put it on his shoulders to have to put the ball within 20 and the goal line? Or do I just decide, instead of you normally having the ball at the 25, we're just going to concede that everybody's going to have the ball to 30. Just kick the ball in the end zone, have the ball to 30. That defeats the whole purpose of what the NFL wants. But you can make an argument that that might be the smartest decision made in the game of football, where you're just saying, you know what? Get the ball at the 50, we'll take out lumps, as opposed to putting the pressure on the kicker to kick the ball inside the 20, but not at the 21, because now you get the ball at the 40, or if you kick it out of bounds. So there's some chess match mindset. There's some deciding of how much weight do you want to put on the shoulders of a kicker. It's all well and good. You've been up at training camp. I've been up at training camp. I've seen Harrison Butker kick the knuckleball inside the 20, and that's all great. How about Thursday night football against the Ravens? Your adrenaline is flowing, and you got to kick the ball inside that window. And if you don't, you give the ball to Lamar Jackson at the 40-yard line. There's decisions that have to be made that I think are going to be intricate in how the game is played this season. But you're right. It's going to take a while for teams to understand where they want to be. What's the identity of kickoff that the teams want to have? Do they want to have a kickoff where, like the Jaguars, we got a rookie kicker, kick it in the end zone, we're going to give them on 30 and let our defense play? Or are you going to be more creative than that, knowing that you can roll the dice and maybe put a team one and a half first downs away from actually putting points on the board?
Right now, we're joined by Dana Hughes here, going through some of the top storylines with the Chiefs as they have concluded training camp. Dana, let me get your thoughts on this wide receiver room. Hollywood Brown is now hurt, so you're removing him for the mix, at least for the first two games. I'd be surprised if he played on the Thursday night against the Ravens. Also would be surprised if he plays in the game against Cincinnati. I'm looking at that Atlanta game as the first possible game that he could come back to, but I mean, last year you didn't have a healthy Travis Kelce for week one against the Lions. You now add Xavier Worthy, who maybe Xavier Worthy just live up to the expectations. You at least got to respect his speed on the field, and you got to account for it if you are the other team. I think just by those two things, they're further along than they were last year. How do you feel about this wide receiver room and the pass catchers as the season's about to get going?
I think this is the most complete wide receiver room that we've seen in the Patrick Mahomes era. Complete wide receiver room. May not be the best talented top two, top three when you talk about the Legion of Zoom leading in that 2020 Super Bowl with Sammy Watkins, and you had obviously Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill. Who knows about big play ability yet, but I feel like as far as in totality, when you're talking about one through probably seven, maybe eight receivers that you would keep as options, in totality, this is the most talented group. There's several guys in that group that have something to play for, something to prove. Sky Moore is the number one guy that comes to mind with that. You think about Justin Ross. Do you want to be a complete receiver, or are you just going to be a guy that's going to be a fade route and a hitch route type of receiver because you're bigger than most corners? There's a lot of activity in that side of the locker room, in that meeting room with the wide receivers, a lot of speed, and now you have more opportunity because you know Hollywood Brown is not going to be there. So other guys that may have been possibly on that cut line, the Nico Remigios, the Sky Moores, the Kadarius Tonys, those guys that may have been kind of, I wouldn't say afterthought, but maybe on the back end of the thoughts as far as who's going to be the core receiving group, barbecue or mildew. You got an opportunity to shine or not in this situation. And to me, the best times you see guys that you can get the best out of is when they are realizing opportunities. These are opportunities now. Hollywood is not necessary. He's not being held out like Justin Jefferson. He's not being held out like Davante Adams and Reddy. He is out. You know he's going to be out for at least the first two games. Who's going to be the guy? Kadarius Toney is basically in working with the third team most of the training camp. Are you going to step up and assume that opportunity, even though you missed the last preseason game with an injury? Is it going to be Sky Moore that's going to say, you know what, I got to assume this opportunity because I don't know if there's one going to be one that's going to come for me again? I love that aspect of the game. I love that you're going to have the guys that are going to have to shine. Rashee Rice seems like there's not going to be a decision made on him for this year. I love that they can go in with a clear mind, recognizing that he can be that crossing route intermediate receiver amongst the two speedsters on the outside. So time will tell. Hopefully we don't sustain any more injuries, but I like the room in totality.
Right now we're joined by Danny Hughes here for a couple of more minutes here. I really like what I've seen from Justin Ross. I think Justin Ross has had a really strong camp so far that you mentioned kind of the back half of that wide receiver room. I think we know who the locks are. Brown, Worthy, Watson, those guys are the locks. I would say McColl is more than likely going to make this team. I'd be surprised if they let McColl go.
Yeah.
It feels like you got three or four guys fighting for one spot with Nico, Ross, Tony. It seems like you got four guys fighting for one spot. I really think if we're just evaluating it based on camp and the uniqueness of the wide receiver that they have, I like Justin Ross out of those four guys.
I like him too. I like his size. I like his ability to be a guy. And you think about on a grander scale with Tony Gonzalez back in the day and Dwayne Bowe to some extent in the past, where there was an automatic mismatch in regards to size and with the touch and precision of Patrick Mahomes. How do you exploit that where you have Justin Ross on one side of the field as the X, the other receivers running in motion, moving to the short side of the field, and now you have an isolated, shorter corner against Justin Ross. But the challenge that I have in digesting is that all he's going to be? Because I feel like defenses are going to prepare for that accordingly, and do you use up a game day spot just for that guy that's going to run go routes and hitch routes? Now, if he expands his route tree and shows that he can catch slants and run after catch, break tackles, maybe run a dig route here and there, then I'm like, man, I love him. I love his makeup. I've engaged with him. He's very cool to talk to, very down-to-earth young man. I'd love to see him on the field more. I just feel like if you're talking about different guys, different components of this offense, to have one-dimensional guys, I just don't know how that's going to bode well for this offense as big as it could be.
That is our guy, Danny Hughes, joining us on location here. Happy
yes,
to have you joining us on 96.5
The Fan.
You guys broadcast on Saturday, right? When's the pregame start for you guys?
Well, we're not doing a full pregame show before the game.
I'm hurt that you're telling me I can't get 3 hours of preseason preview for Chiefs and Lions. You guys got to get ready for the regular season, too.
I know you're going to be laying in the fetal position, sucking your thumb.
Hurt.
Because you're not going to be able to have 3 hours of us.
I think
you're
going to
have an hour. You're going to have an hour.
That's good. This is our last Saturday without college football. So I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend.
So college football.
I don't have any college football or no Olympics. I guess I got to watch preseason football.
So are you putting college football above NFL football?
The preseason wise, yeah. I would watch MAC football over NFL preseason. I would watch D2 football over preseason. I'm sorry. You cannot get me excited to watch Mac Jones with the with the Jacksonville backups. You cannot get me excited to go watch that.
I get you. I'm on your same page. It's going to be fun, though.
That is our guy, Danny Hughes, joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to get you ready for the Royals and the Reds series, which kicks off tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.